According to the U.S. Constitution, one of the purposes of the federal government is to protect the people. Well, there's been a lot of talk in the last few years about defunding the police, which frankly leads to a lot of unprotection of the people. It should be noted that in those places where they've actually tried that, it was a disaster for the residents, especially the poor ones, who had no means to leave the unsafe neighborhoods. Hollywood Morris, whose real name is Henry Morris, has been involved in multimedia programs for churches and nonprofit organizations across the country, and recently he has been fed up with the whole message of defund the police and other anti-police messages. Now he's involved in something called Support Our Shields, as in supporting the police. He writes, quote, "Support Our Shields is dedicated to those brave men and women who are heroes that risk their lives every day in order to protect and serve. Our mission is to support police officers by combating negative stereotypes and narratives that are rampant today by encouraging positive police and community interaction," end quote. Hollywood Morris now joins us on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and it's good to talk with you. I should call you Hollywood as opposed to Henry.
Yes, Hollywood is fine.
Okay.
Dr. Jerry. I'm used to it now, 30 years.
Sure. Okay, Hollywood Morris. Well, there's a lot of police activities that you see in Hollywood movies, but that has nothing to do with what you're talking about. So what?
Correct.
So tell us about your own personal background. I know you're a prominent African American, and you're kind of disgusted, quite frankly, with all this push for defunding the police. What is that all about?
Absolutely. Because for me, Dr. Newcomb, my first interactions, my first memory in life, period, is domestic violence from my parents. They both were functioning alcoholics, so they worked, you know, regular jobs. But on the weekends, especially, things got very chaotic because alcohol was involved and was very prominent. So with that type of unstable home life, the police were always called. I think by the time they officially divorced in the late 90s after I started college, there had been 28 domestic violence incidents, and some of them got very, very violent. So having the police come to your home on multiple occasions, having my father arrested, even once seeing my mother arrested, my interaction with police officers at a very young age was not the best that you would want to script. However, the way those officers treated us, the way they tried to help my parents, even in those situations, and also, you know, growing up, I tell people we grew up in the side of Fort Lauderdale that they don't show you on the tourist commercials and the intro to Miami Vice. Where I grew up looked more like the movie New Jack City. And so there was when the crack epidemic exploded in the mid to late 80s, there was no way we could walk to school. Either direction we went, there was a crack house. If you went west, east, or if you went to went north, there was a crack house. So it was the drug raids by the Broward County Sheriff's Office that ran the drug dealers out of the neighborhood, you know, and at least brought some stability. So my that definitely the DARE program in public schools, it instilled in me a positive interaction with police officers, and that carried out throughout high school, where two of my coaches for football were actually police officers. So that respect for law enforcement and that relationship with school resource officers started at a very early age.
Okay, then somebody might say on the other side, but what about the bad apples among some of the police officers?
Yes, absolutely. You have those, and we had, you know, incidents growing up in particular where we saw that. And yet my answer is we have bad apples in every walk of life. Working with over 50 churches in the last 20 years, I can definitely attest to some sadly bad pastors. You have bad doctors, bad lawyers, bad teachers. Yet the whole profession has not been villainized the way that law enforcement has been. And if we understand how this ties into this whole wokeism that America is suffering from and the tentacles of critical race theory, we can diagnose how or expose how this has a there's a purpose behind this, and it's a very dangerous one, as you said in your intro, and it's evil at its core.
Well, former President Obama said, and this may have been, you know, within the wake of the George Floyd death, that, in America, we need to rethink policing, reimagine policing. What does that mean?
Yes, I think they have a couple of definitions for that. And some of those have some serious Marxist ties. Think of who you said that was giving that message. And if we break down some of the people who influenced his life, you know, that's not a far stretch. When you saw a lot of these so-called activists promoting this, Dr. Newcomb, this reimagining policing, what they followed that with was also prison abolition. So there should be no prisons. There are no jails, and the type of chaos. Now, again, there were some very left of center liberal cities that have experimented with a piece of this. And just like you said, it has turned into absolute chaos. And just as you stated, and it was so powerful what you said, because you basically told my story a lot of my life without even, I don't think, knowing so much that. Yes, it is the poor people in those communities. See, the Obamas and the elite class, the ruling class, they don't have to live with the repercussions of these grand ideas and these woke ideologies that they promote on the masses. And that is what I experienced is, yes, I've had a lot of success over the last 20 years, you know, in multimedia. So I had the economic mobility, and that was always my goal, to be able to put myself in a situation where I never had to relive the environment that I grew up in. But there are so many more, and there's other Hollywoods out there now, Dr. Newcomb, that aren't in that situation. And so when they say reimagine policing and replacing police officers with crisis therapists, criminals they don't care. They have absolutely no regard. And this has been a field day for those who want to destroy and basically terrorize their communities when they know that there are no police that they're going to have to encounter and deal with immediately for the consequences of their crime and their actions.
Well, you know, the amazing thing is that some statistics have shown that if you could incarcerate a few of the really, really bad apples, those who repeat the crimes over and over and over, then crime statistics would definitely go down. So in other words, get those bad actors off the streets. But then people like George Soros fund prosecutors and district attorneys and so forth that effectively let those people go. And so there's no real consequences for them for their criminal activities, and society suffers because of it.
Absolutely. And what you said, those who are in the lower economic classes suffer the most. And it's also, and that's why I said it's multi-leveled, Dr. Newcomb, because there's also this psychological game that gets played on, and in my case, personal experience, minorities. You know, they get these so-called leaders promoted, and they tell them that they are looking out for your best interest. And whether it's you, whether it's white people, whether it's police, that they are the problems, they are the enemies. Yet these same people enrich themselves off of these situations and off of the suffering of the people that they claim to protect and represent. And those communities get worse and worse. And it's sad. And that's why I said, for me, you know, 2020, everything that we saw happen and why I started Support Our Shields was that wake up call, because Dr. J, I've been all across the country. A lot of this with the National Baptist Association, watching one message be presented publicly, but everyone knows the problems. Like you said, those bad apples in the community that terrorize the community. And yet we're supporting or being told to support politicians and leaders who actually want to go soft on crime and allow these people to continue to terrorize the community. That was insanity to me.
Yeah, you know, it's like the gun control argument that, okay, the people that say we need to, you know, grab all the guns, look at this terrible shooting that happened in Maine. And these are incredibly tragic. But here's the bottom line. If you have strict gun control in places, then the law-abiding people will abide by the laws. And therefore, they won't have guns. But the criminals, they don't care about the laws, including the laws against, you know, owning a gun. And so, therefore, it invites more crime.
Correct. And that is what makes them criminals. That's the part about, like you said, when I saw these different so-called leaders running around saying, imagine we need to reimagine policing or imagine a community without police. Well, they are the ones who don't live in the communities that I came out of. So that's the hypocrisy that goes, you know, that goes with that messaging. And just like you said, with the tragedy we experienced last weekend in Maine, I actually responded to a tweet of Kamala Harris's. I won't say the name that I put in there. It wasn't the nicest thing. But when she came out Saturday in this press conference about wanting AR-15s confiscated, and I said that I would think about giving up my guns when she gets rid of her private security. And we both know that is not going to happen.
Wow, that's a good point. Okay, so what has actually happened in communities where they actually did try to defund the police? I know there were some parts of Minneapolis where they tried it.
Absolutely.
And they had to give it up, didn't they?
Yes, and here's the sad part about that, Dr. Newcomb, is I was in Minneapolis this year. I flew in to do plaque presentations in Pope County, which is about 2 hours away from Minneapolis. And also there were three officers that had been shot and killed in Wisconsin this past year alone. And what they said is the damage. You know, you have all of those politicians that call for defunding the police and actually went through with that plan. And those autonomous zones that were created, the amount of crime, death, and suffering that took place there in the last 3 years, you notice is rarely talked about in the national mainstream media. Candace Owens did a great job in her documentary, Greatest Lie Ever Sold, of going into that community in Minneapolis and exposing just what the life has been like for those people who, like you said, could not move. And so in my conversations with the Pope County Sheriff's Office, they explained to me out in the rural parts of Minnesota, which is where that county is, they have 95% support from the community. Even today.
You mean for the police? You're saying that there's 95% support for the police. By the way, we have about 1 minute left. Make sure you tell us about Support Our Shields and what is the website too?
Yes, the website is supportourshields.com. That's where anyone that wants to find out more information about what I'm doing can go. And what they were saying about the tie up the Minnesota scenario, Dr. Newcomb, is they said that the closer they get to Minneapolis, the tide turns about the attitude towards law enforcement. They get people giving them the middle finger before they can get out of the squad car when responding to a call that people call the police for help. This is how cancerous, you know, this ideology goes. And it has also caused the backlash of this has been the explosion of ambushes on police officers that we've seen this year. And that is a part of the reason why I'm doing what I call the Fallen Heroes Tour. And that has been traveling around the country to police departments who have had an officer killed in the line of duty.
All right, we're out of time. I thank you so much for what you're doing. SupportOurShields.com. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.